The Trials of Rumpo by John Mortimer, read by Bill Wallace. Rumpo and the Man of God. As I take up my pen during a brief and unfortunate lull in crime, taking their cue from the car workers, the villains of this city appear to have downed tools, causing a regrettable series of layoffs, redundancies, and slow time workings down the Old Bailey. I wonder which of my most recent trials to chronicle. Sitting in chambers on a quiet Sunday morning, I never write these memories at home, for fear that she who must be obeyed, my wife, Hilda, should glance over my shoulder and take exception to the manner in which I have felt it right, in the strict interests of truth and accuracy, to describe domestic life à côté de chez Rumpo. Seated, as I say, in my chambers, I thought of going to the archives and consulting the mementos of some of my more notorious victories. However, when I opened the cupboard, it was bare, and I remembered that it was during my defence of a South London clergyman on a shoplifting rap that I had felt bound to expunge all traces of my past and destroy my souvenirs. It is the curse, as well as the fascination of the law, that lawyers get to know more than is good for them about their fellow human beings. And this truth was driven home to me during the time that I was engaged in the affair that I have called Rumpo and the Man of God. When I was called to the bar, too long ago now for me to remember with any degree of comfort, I may have had high-flown ideas of a general practice of a more or less lush variety, divorcing duchesses, defending stars of stage and screen from imputations of unchastity, getting shipping companies out of scrapes. But I soon found that it's crime which not only pays moderately well, but which is also by far the greatest.